We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, beloved viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 85 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablessemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabolica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
and in Zona Atlántica, Siquires, Batán, and Pocora, Channel 59 on Cable Caribe. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jovitel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Democratic Republic of Congo is working to improve the lives of refugees. In ecology news, the United States government allocates $2.5 million to clean uranium on Native American reservations. In health news, British researchers find children with dog companions are more active. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 6th, renowned Mexican songwriter Mr. Agustin Lara is remembered. Born in 1897 in Mexico City, he passed away on this day in 1970. Mr. Lara is known as the musical poet and is recognized as one of Mexico's most significant songwriters of the early 20th century. During his approximately 60-year illustrious career, Mr. Lara's famous works include Rosa, Woman, and Granada. Ranchera, bolero, and tropical songs were some of the variety of styles in which he wrote. Mr. Lara's songs were recorded by many highly lauded artists. May the fine legacy of Mr. Agustin Lara continue to bring enjoyment to appreciative music lovers of all cultures.
Fly-in news. Indonesian volcano erupts again as more earthquakes shake the nation. On Friday, November 5th, Mount Merapi in central Java erupted for the fourth time in just over a week, with the fallout from a deadly surge of ash and hot gases sent skyward, setting villages ablaze as far as 18 kilometers away. At least 69 more people perished and another 71 were injured, bringing the total fatalities to over 100 since the volcano first erupted 9 days earlier. With experts saying that the eruptions appeared to be intensifying, evacuations were extended to 20 kilometers from the volcano.
Meanwhile, earth tremors also continued as on Wednesday morning, a magnitude 5.5 earthquake jolted Sumatra Island, with Sulawesi Island then being shaken that evening by a 6.0 tremor, followed less than an hour later by one measuring 5.4 on the Richter scale and another 5.0 magnitude tremor that struck further east in the Molucca Islands on Thursday.
With relief work that had already been conducted by our association members per Supreme Master Ching Hai's caring request, when the volcanic disasters first occurred, she asked once again that they please check with the regional officials and go if possible to render aid to the most vulnerable, saying that $15,000 is readily available for any urgent needs. This donation could acquire $174,000 in materials if bought in the United States based on Indonesia's cost of living. Our thankfulness for all personnel working to ensure the safety of those in the volcano-affected regions, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's unconditional aid.
We pray for the restored regularity of daily lives in the region and that such disturbances may be alleviated through humanity's transition to more considerate, eco-balancing ways.
Tropical storm Tomas damages Venezuela and Costa Rica. Days of rain from the storm's arrival in Venezuela affected thousands, forcing many residents to seek refuge in shelters. Among the worst-hit states were Zulia, Lara, Falcón, Mérida, and Táchira. Government officials began carrying out inspections, saying they would do their utmost to support the displaced and find them suitable housing. In Costa Rica, heavy rains from the arriving storm caused mudslides across the nation, the most devastating of which occurred in San Antonio de Escazú, near the capital city of San Jose.
With at least 20 found perished and 12 others missing, approximately 1,500 residents were immediately evacuated to temporary shelters. In some affected communities, infrastructure damage resulted in unsafe water supplies, while the impact to hydroelectric plants as well as radio towers left others without electricity or cell phone service. A red alert was declared by the government as emergency crews and citizens rushed to clear the debris, and President Laura Chinchilla announced 2 days of national mourning to honor those who perished as she pledged assistance for the storm victims.
Sending her deep sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members in both Venezuela and Costa Rica please check with the governments to see if aid is required, asking that they also go, if possible, to render assistance to the vulnerable.
She added that $15,000 in necessary emergency funds are available and more if needed. This amount could obtain approximately $57,000 in supplies acquired in the United States based on the average cost of living in the region. Our appreciation, governments and officials of Venezuela and Costa Rica, for your caring initiatives, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her wholehearted support. With heaven's grace, may such distressing conditions soon be alleviated as humanity's nobler lifestyles help ensure the Earth's stability.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
And we contribute to the four common spaces
Russia and Norway sign historical border agreement. On Tuesday, November 2nd, a treaty was signed between delegates of Norway and Russia that will permit visa-free travel for residents living within 30 kilometers of the nearly 200 kilometers shared border of the two countries. The new accord, which is the first of its kind between a Schengen country and Russia, is expected to directly benefit more than 50,000 Norwegian and Russian citizens. Commending the agreement, Norwegian Foreign Minister Jonas Gahr Støre expressed his hopes that it will also expand further partnerships between the nations. "We too laud this auspicious agreement that permits smoother travel and exchanges between Russia and Norway. May such advancements as these pave the way to a harmonious, border-free world."
California voters reject legalization of marijuana, with newspapers, political parties, and candidates for governor conveying their anti-drug views leading up to the polls. Voters in the U.S. state did the same as they decisively rejected a measure that would have legalized growing and possession of certain quantities of marijuana. Meanwhile, Californians also voted down Proposition 23, thus maintaining their show of support for the state's climate goals and commitment to sustainable energy. Bravo, California, on your exemplary leadership in the fields of energy and healthy lifestyles. Wishing your citizens abundant, clear-minded fulfillment, and that many other governments act similarly to hasten the day that all may enjoy intoxicant-free lives.
U.S. Hollywood actor Kevin Spacey bestowed Royal British Honor. On Wednesday, November 3rd, Academy Award-winning actor Kevin Spacey was named as Honorary Commander of the Order of the British Empire, or CBE, in a ceremony held at Clarence House, which is the London residence of Prince Charles of Wales. His Royal Highness himself presented Mr. Spacey with the commendation given to foreign nationals for their exceptional contributions to the country, which is specifically honoring Mr. Spacey's work as artistic director in reviving London's 200-year-old Old Vic Theatre. Following the ceremony, Mr. Spacey conveyed his delight at being awarded the CBE, as he also spoke of the importance of the arts and culture in our lives. "Our accolades, Mr. Kevin Spacey, for this magnificent and deserved honor. May your shining star continue to inspire many through your shared cinematic talent and gifted artistic endeavors."
Save our planet. Diverse sectors support a plant-based society as climate change solution. During the November 3rd conference, Leaders Preserving Our Future, Pace and Priorities on Climate Change, held at the Central Hall, Westminster in London, United Kingdom, distinguished scientists explained how the production of food, and in particular livestock raising, is seriously impacting global warming, biodiversity loss, water shortages, and more.
The Food Ethics Council, along with WWF, has been looking at consumption of meat and dairy, because this is a significant part of our greenhouse gases. In the UK,
most of the developed world in the Northern Hemisphere, the crop cultivation isn't crops to feed humans, it's to feed that huge population of animals that we bring along with us.
We have lost 30% of the biodiversity on this planet in just 40 years. And in the tropics, we're talking about 60% declines in biodiversity. That just cannot continue. If it does, we won't have anything to eat and we won't have anything to fuel our economy. Food is one of the three greatest impacts on our environment. And as we've heard today, you know, meat and dairy really are the primary concern here.
So forget about this water-saving toilet. Forget about this shower head. It's not where you save the water, because the water footprint is in the supermarket.
My grandfather said, "We can find happiness in protecting the world around us, not only because we cherish it for its awesome beauty, power, and mystery, but because we cherish our fellow humans, those who live today and those who live tomorrow, human beings who, like ourselves, will increasingly depend on the environment for happiness, health, and life itself."
As the priority issues were defined, solutions were also presented, urging government and the food industry, as well as individuals, toward constructive actions. Speakers included vegetarian Swedish Member of Parliament Mr. Jens Holm, Vice Mayor Tom Balthazar of Ghent, Belgium, leading South Africa-based vegan food producer Mr. Wally Fry of Bry Vegetarian, vegan physician Dr. Caldwell Esselstein, and American CNN TV News Network legal analyst and vegan Ms. Lisa Bloom.
The European Union subsidizes the meat industry with direct subsidizes with about 3 billion euros a year. This is a huge amount of money, and imagine what we could do with this big amount of money if we put it where it could cause some positive effect for the world, production of vegetarian food, etc.
Let us awaken the intellect in industry, and by using it as our master instructor, start the environmental revolution, which will go down in history as a far greater thing than the industrial revolution ever was.
As a lifelong vegetarian, I have quietly enjoyed the good health and enormous energy of my plant-based diet for 3 decades. But I can remain quiet no longer. Diet can no longer be a matter of private choice when the choice to buy meat and dairy products causes unspeakable cruelty to sentient beings, and when the choice is destroying our planet.
Invited as the special guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai shared encouragement via video message urging leaders and co-citizens alike to make courageous, earth-saving changes.
The way we are going with our consumption rate, the World Wildlife Fund researchers said that we would need a second planet. It's high time that we advance to better ways as a society, a nobler way as a society. And governments could use their subsidies for people's greatest benefit by supporting the earth-saving organic vegan farming practices and promoting a healthy, sustainable, resource-efficient food industry. Now, some of us might question, can our world really eliminate the global meat industry and become all vegan? The facts tell us, yes, we can. And our humanity's survival instinct tells us we must.
At the end of the conference, participants expressed their thoughts about the presentations.
It would have a huge impact if more people went vegetarian. I mean, everyone would be lighter and happier, and they wouldn't need so much medication, wouldn't need such huge health care. There's huge implications.
Certainly, if we can move away from the meat-based or animal-based consumption to a greater consumption of vegetables that we will be able to grow rather than having them imported in, certainly we will see a more rapid benefit to the quality of life and also to the negative effect of climate changes.
If this can help raise it up so that people are aware that they shouldn't just be lobbying their MPs about aviation and things like that, they should also be lobbying them about the livestock sector. I think that's really important.
We thank all respected speakers, dignitaries, and participants for this meaningful conference, as well as Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving encouragement of humankind at this time. May we each do our part to save the planet and together create a healthier, happier, and nobler world for all.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom at a later date for the full broadcast of this conference with eminent experts, scientists, leaders, and Supreme Master Ching Hai with multi-language subtitles.
Save Our Planet. The state of Orissa, India approves a 7-month fishing ban along a long stretch of coastline to protect tens of thousands of Olive Ridley turtles who come ashore to gather in shallow waters and lay eggs.
Save Our Planet. China's National Energy Administration announces plans to maintain rather than increase production of resources like coal while working to develop more non-fossil energy sources to reach the goals of a low-carbon plan.
Save Our Planet. Organized by the French Embassy, the three-day Planet Nepal Festival of Arts and Environment, held in Kathmandu, seeks to blend presentations of science and art in raising awareness about the effects of climate change in the country.
Warning news. The California Department of Public Health in the USA issues a warning against consuming seafood from an area off the southern coast where elevated levels of the toxic chemical domoic acid have been detected, with ingestion that can be fatal.
Hello, I'm Lambert the Sheep. A happy vegan with a tip of the day on keeping your eyeglasses clean. One way is to always have a glasses case handy. That way, when you are not using them, you can put them safely away. There are many models to choose from at your local eyewear store. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for watching. Now, the weather around the world.
In humanitarian news, the Democratic Republic of Congo is working to improve the lives of 173,000 refugees in the country. The government of the Democratic Republic of Congo and the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees are launching a distribution of identification cards that will act as resident permits. It will give the holder rights to employment, education, healthcare access, and freedom of movement within the nation. Our heartfelt gratitude, Democratic Republic of Congo and the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, for your caring commitment to our brethren. May the lives of many cherished children of God be enhanced through this kind and thoughtful endeavor.
In ecology news, the United States government allocates $2.5 million to clean uranium on Native American reservations. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency will utilize the funds to remove the uranium, decay products, and other contaminants. A comprehensive study of the level of contamination will also be conducted. The project will be implemented at the Navajo and Hopi Native American reservations. We appreciate your efforts, U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. May your project help safeguard the well-being of many precious individuals. Coming up on Noteworthy News, having a dog companion could help children keep in better health. We're going to surf the net for the latest vegan pet foods. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned for more energizing news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, encouraging news for a reassuring world. In health news, British researchers find children with dog companions are more active. Dr. Christopher Owen and colleagues of the University of London observed over 2,000 9- and 10-year-old children in 78 primary schools in Great Britain. The results of this child heart and health survey showed that youngsters who share their home with a canine friend have a greater amount of physical exercise than children in households without a dog companion. The scientists believe that the company of a pooch pal could also help decrease the risk of childhood obesity. Our thankfulness, Dr. Christopher Owen and fellow researchers, for highlighting one of the benefits of sharing our lives with well-wishing dog companions. May children the world over enjoy many happy and active hours with our loyal and fun-loving best canine friends.
Please join us for a joke told in Urdu, a language spoken in Pakistan and parts of India. It is entitled Country Lane.
मियां बीवी शहर से बाहर सड़क पर अपने दोस्तों की तरफ कार पर जा रहे थे। वो सड़क के कीचड़ज़दा हिस्से में पहुंचे तो कार फंस गई। चंद मिनट तक खुद कार को निकालने की कोशिश करते रहे। उन्होंने सड़क पर एक किसान को आते देखा। किसान भी जोड़े को मुसीबत में देखकर रुक गया और कार को खींचकर निकालने की कोशिश करने लगा और उसने $50 तलब किए। खावन मान गया और चंद मिनट में कार कीचड़ से बाहर थी। किसान खावन की तरफ मुड़ा और कहने लगा, तुम जानते हो तुम्हारी ये कार 10वीं है जो मैंने निकाली है कीचड़ से आज। खावन इधर उधर खेतों को देखता है और कहता है, तुम्हें खेतों में हल चलाने का मौका कब मिलता है, रात को? नहीं, नौजवान किसान ने संजीदगी से जवाब दिया, रात को तो मैं सड़क पर पानी छोड़ता हूँ।
And now for our viewers' hotline on Habib Kadiri singing the praises of Afghanistan on Enlightening Entertainment.
I miss my love Afghanistan. The day I get to touch my beloved ground will be the best in my life. Zabi.
Wow, Habib Kadiri, you are the best and the number one Afghan singer. We are all proud of you. We are waiting for new DVDs. You are one of the most perfect Afghan singers. Fariba.
Warm-hearted Akdiga, warm-hearted Zabi and Fariba, thank you so much for your touching comment. The exquisite melodies of Habib Kadiri is certainly a wonderful offering of the rich musical tradition of beautiful Afghanistan. May the great Allah bless you and all the welcoming Afghan people.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May boundless love and light forever shine upon you.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Visiting Cambodia, China's top legislator Wu Bangguo meets with His Majesty Norodom Sihamoni and signs a total of 16 cooperation agreements with Prime Minister Hun in areas such as infrastructure construction, water resource development, and others.
Qatar hosts the 10th Arab Forum for Children, demonstrating the country's support for child welfare while also providing activities for child attendees that promote artistic, literary, athletic, and other creative youth talents.
Hollywood actress Sophia Bush says she is working to switch to the plant-based lifestyle with the help of vegan cookbook and guide The Kind Diet by well-known American actress and author Alicia Silverstone.
Affirming the group's wish for peace, Colombian National Liberation Army, or ELN, leader Nicolas Rodriguez Bautista requests the assistance of the Union of South American Nations, or UNASUR, to facilitate talks with the Colombian government.
Mr. Guy Fessenden is running from Savannah, Georgia to Los Angeles, California, USA to raise awareness of schizophrenia, a mental illness that afflicts his daughter, and to promote better care for all children with such diseases.
A report by researchers at the universities of Leeds and Manchester in the UK concludes that parents have the most influence in educating their children about alcohol and recommends that they provide more information about its potential harms and health risks.
As a humanitarian consideration, Iranian spokesperson Mahdi Nourian states that the two detained American hikers, Shane Bauer and Josh Patel, will be allowed to speak with their families via telephone.
Recalling the past difficulty of safely disposing radioactive waste from color TV set manufacturers, former Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad urges for the nation's avoidance of nuclear power development, encouraging sustainable energy instead.
The UN International Telecommunications Union installs 100 new broadband satellite terminals in severely flood-affected areas of Pakistan to re-establish essential communication, including the ability to provide medical treatment consultations via mobile telephone.
35 dancers from the American Ballet Theater are warmly welcomed as they arrive to perform at the International Ballet Festival in Havana, Cuba, for the first time in 50 years.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.